Yeah, they should.
They're not perfect.
I love this.
This is just to show the world how generous I am. So welcome everybody. So nice to be here again. Welcome back to summer. Welcome for the first time. Well, it's really the first time for everyone, but some of us remember something. Yeah, so welcome, and you're so welcome to feel at home here. Sam is so beautifully and lovely opened up his house to everybody. And so feel free to help yourself to a cup of tea, to food, to whatever you need. And there'll be two meals a day cooked for you, lunch and dinner. And then the breakfast, I think it's help yourself. But most of all, just make yourself at home and feel at home. And the routine every day is basically 10 to 12 and then 5 to 7. And the meals will most probably be at 7:30, 8, and then at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, somewhere, something like that. And in these talks, you're more than welcome to leave and come back. It's not happening to stay in the room or lie down, but there's not that much. There's a bed behind there. It's And the Wi-Fi code is just on the box there. Anyone needs Wi-Fi? There's a box on the wall. You might need binoculars, but there was a card, but I'm not sure where the card is. And hi to you guys on Ustream. You guys are more than welcome to ask questions on Skype, but it's better if you call in on these live talks. Me reading it doesn't work so well in the live talks. So send a message just saying call me, and I'll call you when the questions are finished in the room. So non-duality is the most beautiful subject. It says that this, what is, isn't two. It isn't divided. The human sees in opposites and sees in division, self, other, me, the world, black, white, in all the opposites. Language is set up in opposites. And non-duality points back to that which is beyond thinking, that which is beyond your ideas of who you are and who the world is. And it can't ever directly talk about it, which it's pointing to. It can only point to it and say not to. I mean, we could say oneness, that's the language that we're used to, but that's not actually it, that's a word that describes it. So it's always kind of a bit like a poem, these talks, or a bit like music, or well, something that isn't logical and doesn't make sense. Which is kind of funny that we're talking in language and in sense about something that doesn't make sense. So this world isn't two. There seems to be an appearance of things, but there actually isn't things. It's all no thing. It's all not two-ness. This world is a no thing. There seems to be, when we talk about anything, there seems to be things, the chair, the floor, the body, the ideas, time, past, future. But that description isn't an actuality, it's just a description. When what you think you know begins to crumble or isn't the reality anymore, then it's so obvious that this is not too. There is not somebody there sitting in a seat in relationship to the world, in relationship with the world. There is just what is. And it's so intimate, and it's right here. It's not about something I'm describing or that you can imagine. It is what is. And it's not something you can think about. You can't understand it, yet it is. And there might be a knowing of this beyond your intellectual knowing of this. This is it. This is not something in time, it's not something you think about, it's not something you understand, it's right here. And there is not two right here. There's only ever been two in imagining. And all suffering has come from that imagining of you in relationship with another. There isn't a you there. That sounds so full-on, but it's really beautiful. There's not somebody sitting on the seat watching Lisa. A Lisa out there. There's not a somebody, a Lisa, drinking tea. We can describe the body, that the body is drinking tea, but that's not the actuality. There's not somebody drinking tea. Language is so funny. This is the madness we're talking. So, who is it that hears Lisa speaking? Who is it that knows that Lisa's speaking? There is sounds appearing, but who is it that thinks it knows that it's a Lisa out there and that they are hearing the speaking? They are hearing the sounds. Endless space, endless freedom. It's not you. The you is an extra thought appearing in the beautiful dance. The you that says, oh, it's me that hears her. That can't be it, that's appearing. And then there's this endlessness which isn't separate from anything. I don't even know what to call this endlessness, because it's no thing and everything. Endlessness. But it has no barriers, it has no line. And the idea that I'm listening to Lisa is also appearing in it, not separate from this flower, or the sounds of Lisa's voice, or the image of Lisa's voice, or the image of Lisa's voice, the image of Lisa's body. And then something might be saying, I'm listening, I'm choosing to listen, and that again is appearing in boundlessness. It's even more intimate than appearing in it. It is that boundlessness. Everything is that boundlessness. But I have to kind of say in it, because otherwise the sentence wouldn't make sense. Not, I'm most probably not making sense anyway, but we'd make it be more la la la. Or the sound of a dog barking. Who is it that thinks they came here today? Who came here? There can be a description of the body, which is changing continuously, and the image, and there can be images of a body moving through a world to come here. But does that imply somebody came here? Those images, who came here? Can seem like sometimes that somebody that moved through the world to come here is watching this, but that can't be the reality. That's an image appearing in this. That can't be it. The image of the body moving here is appearing in this. It's appearing in something. That can't be the person looking. That can't be a somebody looking. That's ideas appearing. It's amazing how these ideas have taken over to be a reality. How can that be you? And that image of you as a body moving through time and coming here, that image is what's creating the suffering. That image that is who you are, and that you're somebody that's come here, that's just a description of the body. It might not even be a very accurate description. There's nothing wrong with the description of what the body's done or going to do, but that doesn't imply somebody. That's not who you are. That's images, that appearance is happening. That gives the appearance of self and other, and that's not the reality of it. There is boundlessness in which everything is appearing in and is. There is timelessness. And it's always this timelessness. you can't remember this, you can't think about this, you can't realise this, but it can be known, but not known in time. It's right here, the knowing of it. If you remembered it from 5 years ago or something, or from last moment, that's an image appearing. The sensation, however it is. This is so intimate what's been talked about.
Nicholas?
Yeah. You're in the whole thing. You can.
I can. I always do drilling.
Oh, yeah. So if you've never been to any of my live talks before, then after I've begun done the introduction, you're more than welcome to ask any questions you like. And it drifts in and out of silence. Go for it.
If I understand something, I'm not sure. You say that... animals have no self.
Yeah. I know that's not what Ramana Maharshi said.
I try not to play too much with the world because everybody is liberated, etc.
Yeah, ultimately everything is. What? But the animal, even the sense of self is it as well. But the animal never forms a sense of self.
Okay, but traditionally, only in human form can we have mukti, you know?
I don't know what mukti
is. This is a problem. Moksha, liberation. Only human. Human being. So, in this case, only humans are not liberated.
The only, yeah. But what can happen in the human, which can't happen in the animal, is because the human leaves home, it then knows going back to home. The animal never knows leaving home, so it doesn't know liberation. That's the only difference. But it's kind of intellectual knowing going home anyway.
Yes, but traditionally, it is a very rare opportunity to have a human body.
Yeah, only, that's what they say in Buddhism as well. I know Buddhism better than Hinduism. The human form is the highest form.
An animal can get liberation.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I understand because you somewhat understand.
Who was sleeping? That's what you get if you sleep.
Really? I don't enjoy people who like talking. They do whatever they like.
Yeah.
I like to speak for the pleasure of speaking.
There's a watching of an animal, it's so obvious that the animal cannot ever formulate a sense of self. It doesn't even know it has a body. If it doesn't know it has a body, who could it think it is?
I follow it's not always very clearly because I am very confused.
There's no nice behaviour there in an animal. An animal kills brutally. But when you watch an animal, they're over everything. Like my dog, I'll tell her off or something, or I'll take away your favourite toy, and then I go, walkie, and you're like, it's gone. There's nobody in there holding on to anything.
No,
it's just
past and no future.
And she has no sense of inside, outside.
Okay.
No sense. It's impossible for her to form that.
But I have some knowledge about Ramana Maharshi.
Yeah, and he liberated a cow. I don't really know the story.
Yes, but I have some knowledge about it, so.
But you don't know, but the thing about Ramana Maharshi, and I really don't know much about Ramana Maharshi.
No, but okay.
But the thing is often it's written by people that watched.
Of course.
And I don't know about the cow story of what was said and what was not. But but then at the end of the day, I then will also say everything I say is nonsense.
No, but so, I've not come here to quarrel.
I'm
very happy to be with you. But there are some things I don't understand.
Nature is just screaming this. Humans are nature too. They just have this dream that they believe they're something else.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to watch animals. It's so fierce, the animal world sometimes. It's so beautiful, animal world. It's so scary and chaotic, but then also orderly and beautiful.
Definitely.
And I love to watch animals.
Myself also.
And the thing that I love so much about pointing out their absence of self is they don't have perfect behaviour. Most people think that liberation looks like something. It looks like a nice person, or it looks like a person that doesn't eat meat, or it looks like a person.
No, well, I find all this is a word I have learned in satsang that is bullshit. No, I don't care about this, eating meat or not. Maybe an Eskimo needs some meat.
Even in Buddhism though, they talk that the human form is the only form that can become the greater. Yeah. It's just outrageous that I would just say the opposite.
Yeah, because Hinduism, Buddhism, many conversion things. But I don't want to be aggressive or something like this.
So in general or just now?
Just now. No. I see people, and the right speak, but for nothing I talk.
Oh, but I see it, all of it, all the questions. I mean, sometimes it's not the most pleasurable thing talking with someone that's very angry, but it's the most perfect thing that could ever happen when that anger comes out. I welcome it if it ever needs to come from Gerald.
No,
but if it needs to.
You are nobody. But I have some trouble with the problem of animals.
Yeah.
I'm not so clear in my.
My
mind, that seems. So I can always understand it. If we follow this, only animals are liberated and much cheaper. And only human people are not liberated.
Might be aliens and stuff, I don't know.
Yes, might be.
Aliens that aren't as well.
Les extraterrestres.
Oh, well, yes. That's interesting. But
animals, for sure, they haven't got the ability, they haven't got self-awareness. So they But they can't even... What can happen in the human is the knowing of going home. The animal doesn't get that. Because the human left home, it then knows home in some way. But then that all goes with physical death.
Mm.
But that's a beautiful part of it, the human.
Because someone like Adi Shankara and Nivekatu said, it's good to be born as a man, as a woman body, after as a man, after as a Brahmin, etc. And if you don't use this rare opportunity, and that all teachers have said it is a very rare opportunity to be born as a human.
Yeah.
It will be a great cost, because as an animal, you have almost no chance to get liberated. But I understand that also. Marshi said, everyone, even the rock, is liberated, but it's consciousness or something like that.
It's a pretty big idea. Like it's a very big guilt thing that you, it's a rare opportunity and that you've got to make the most of it.
Yes.
It's a bit like Christianity.
Yes.
It's nice when that just goes boop, and then we're just sitting in the room. Not even sitting in the room, there's just this.
Lisa?
Hi.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Identification, is it? Is it just a concept, or like a contraction?
It's an energy. A concept and an energy, I think, put together. I really don't know what it is, but it definitely comes with complicated thinking. If there wasn't complicated thinking, it could never form, but it is definitely an energy, and it's a feeling of being, I am inside this body, and it feels like your limit is here, and there's a constant imagination going in of you in relationship with the world. It seems to be a combination of an energy, thoughts, feelings, and sensations.
But I mean, like, to you, is there a kind of identification with everything, or is it just identification?
I don't know. Identification with everything, I don't know what that would mean.
No. I mean, that it's not, like, separated.
Yeah, it certainly... I really don't know what, I mean, the thing is whenever you begin to talk about your experience, you really screw it up. So, I don't know, it's a really profound answer. It sounds like a really naff one.
But if I am born again as a rabbit or cat,
there'll be absolute freedom.
Absolute happiness.
They won't even. They'll just. Yeah. I mean,
and
like.
If I follow this.
So not happiness like you imagine, but freedom. There won't be identification. There will just be whatever's happening. It's just pain will just be pain. And it's, that sounds so boring, but it's just free. There's nobody watching the pain, there's nobody complaining about the pain. It just is. Everything is pain, or everything is pleasure, or everything is eating. No sense of being cat, no sense of cat separate from mouse being eaten. It just is. Even if it's got a terrible life, it's still free. Even when it's getting ripped to bits by the dog, it's still free. It's not losing its life. It can't lose its life, it doesn't have a life. So it's not there when it's being ripped to pieces, worrying about losing its life. It just is, just pain, full on pain. Beyond our concept of pain. Disappears. Who would have ever thought that it would be, you often, humans feel sorry for animals, we feel sorry for nature. We feel we've got the upper hand because we can think about it and manipulate it, we think.
Is it really pointless putting effort into this, into liberation, or is it, if it really is like a moth flying towards the lamp and finally gets burnt, is it something you can decide to try to do, to fly towards the lamp, or is it something that's just happening to you,
and
you're imagining that it's a choice you have made?
And it's not that it's pointless.
No.
I mean, you could say ultimately everything's pointless, because point was only ever a made up concept. So everything can't have point. That's only a human thought. But it's happening. Life always, like everything. Like that body being born, like the parents saying do this, do that, going to school, flying or whatever, driving, it's happening. And it will happen to every single body, that illusion will eventually pop.
It's not like we're steering the moth to the lamp, it's just happening, it was bound to happen anyway.
And the moth's not steering itself towards the lamp, it's just programmed to go towards
it's programmed,
the light.
So I could not have decided not to come here, because I'm here, so this is what's bound to happen, that I'm here.
It's just the happening, always just happening.
Just happening.
For you, it was always an afterthought and an interpretation, only sometimes arising. It's a brain activity to you, like a thought popping and energies popping. It's always just been happening, and who created the brain? That's a mystery.
But
who steers the brain? So the freedom that I'm pointing to is the energy moving from this narrow me that's moving my body to this timelessness that's always been. It's not something that's not known, it's known very well this. It's just the focus and the energy is in a limited character. But that limited character is also this boundlessness.
So there's the freedom to turn around within the character and to see what it really is?
It can't do that, but it will happen in every body-mind mechanism. That energy will change. and then the character will just be an impersonal character acting out its story, just like all the other body mind mechanisms. It won't belong to anybody anymore. Mm-hmm. And the character will still be an angry character or a happy character or a whatever lazy character, but it's not you anymore, it's just happening.
Because it's right. Even if you, somebody like you, would say you can go home and lay down in bed all the time, I still wouldn't listen to it. I would continue doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yes, there's just no stopping it.
Yeah.
So, Nirvana is already programmed, predestined.
Well,
Nirvana happened because it has to happen.
I'm not so keen on predestination. That was the way Ramesh Balsaka spoke. I'm not so keen on predestination. I more see it as spontaneously happening now rather than something that's already written. But that energy will collapse when it collapses, and there's not anybody that could ever direct that collapsing. There's nobody in that body steering it. It's a moving, it's a looking, it's a hearing, all on its own. And then there's a little program in there going, my looking, my moving, I'm bad, I'm good, I'm worse than her, I'm better than her, I'm right, I'm wrong, why did I do this? It's just a little program that's not you, it's appearing in this boundlessness.
This feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sure is a mystery. Okay.
Something got my attention when you talked about the animals, and that is that if I understood it well, that an animal doesn't know his body, or doesn't know he has a body, so how can he know himself? And can you explain that a bit more?
Because, oh, I'm sticking to the
chair.
So the animal doesn't have complicated thinking.
No.
So there's just beingness, there's some form of thinking going on there, but it has no sense, I am a dog. I am good, I am bad, I'm right, I am wrong. It's just pure beingness with everything coming and going. The human, though, there is this pure beingness, and in the human, what also gets placed is this somebody which is claiming life. And that happens with complicated thinking. I am the body, so therefore the body needs maximum amount of pleasure and no pain.
Yeah.
And it goes on, it doesn't quite talk like that, but it's like, why did they do that, why, and trying to fix and solve everything. And it's all about me, 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 me. And that is suffering. But that too is happening in boundlessness. It's just that it seems in that narrow little story that it's just happening to you. But the animal can never have that because it can't even perceive I am the body. Or most animals, some animals they think can, but majority of animals, there's just pure aliveness and there's not this functioning that's separating.
Right. But I guess I went to the horse when I came here after dinner, and I'd like to be in contact, to communicate, and that's because of this, I guess, whatever, with animals.
Yeah.
And, I forgot. Okay.
But we love the contact with animals or young kids. It's so obvious their spontaneity.
But they have an in and an out, that's what I don't know, that's my perception. The horse, when I went to that animal, came, I went to her body, him, but it went also out to me, because there was a meeting.
Yeah.
And
they have no sense of inner or outer.
Yeah,
there's
that's
no
what you say. I heard you say that. I don't know.
There's no difference from the sight.
There was a meeting, that's what I can say. In myself, I know that. I meet myself in the horse, and I do. And for the horse, it feels like, I don't know, that the horse also that's not only a meeting in me, but a meeting, just meeting. That's all I can say. And then I, meeting is not in and out, that comes up anyway.
Yeah. Two bodies met, and then the horse has no sense, that the sensory perception is any different from the sense. So it has no sense that it's looking at you. It just is boundlessness. There's no difference between you and...
the same meeting, but... Okay, thank you.
One thing about the animals, they are unable to create anything. We have created buildings.
Yeah. You mean they have the ability to think.
But, yes.
Yes.
But animals, even monkeys go on living like their ancestors.
Yeah, they haven't got the ability to think, so they can't create complicated things.
Well, you never saw what you call that from bees.
Oh yeah.
And the, would you ants, say the ants?
Okay, yeah, they can create.
They can make magic.
Lisa, often there is spoken about this things happening in what it is happening in, light space. It sounds like duality. So can you explain? Can you explain very clearly that aspect?
The space
and what's appearing in it.
Yeah.
You're saying it's the same, but you also use the terms.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, there's no separation.
Is there a space?
No, there isn't a space really. But maybe it's sometimes easier if I can say that. No, there isn't. There's just, you see, everything I say gets it wrong. I like to say boundlessness because human is always imagining limitation, but ultimately there can't be boundlessness because there's not limitation. There's neither, but
it's more like the knowing of it.
Yeah, no, it's not quite the knowing of it. It's just that the human is always imagining its limitation. I am a human in relationship with the world. The nature is just nothing and everything, emptiness and form. It's not about space or anything or boundlessness, but it's just because the human's imagining limitation. By saying boundlessness, I'm trying to point back to this, which is everything and nothing. That timelessness that's here right now is everything and nothing. But boundlessness is maybe a nice word because the human's always imagining who it is. He thinks it knows who it is. And who are you? Right now, who are you? We're such loons in non-duality. It's fantastic though, not to be limited to that idea of someone. It's just the body playing out. It's not a you. You don't die. You don't get born. The body gets born and dies. Body does right and wrong in the human world, but that's not a you. It's just a body. And there's no difference between that, this body, the wall, the space, the light, and that body. Right here, right now, there's no difference.
Yeah.
Always here.
I think the problem is we first created this concept of everything and like nothing,
yeah.
And then we have to solve its imaginary concept.
Yeah. But it's right here what I'm talking about. Even saying right here is confusing. Things are like, oh.
Yeah.
I say often this and people write and say, but what's this? It's just, it's you can't ever talk about it. That's why it's so sweetly put, non-duality.
Now I begin to feel more about Bhakshan, because I was not very interested. I read again some, I feel more about the Tony Bhakshan.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. It's very
dangerous. Yeah. It's always moving.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So
like, we hate chocolate cake,
and
we hate chocolate cake,
and
then,
oh, don't
we like it? We never know.
Sorry, no, I just find something a bit confusing.
Oh, yeah, it's all confusing. It's really confusing.
It's just that, well, it's just a silly example, really, but just coming here, like it appeared that I planned to come here.
Yeah.
To book the...
Who planned those? Thoughts appeared about booking, but who was that? Who produced those thoughts and those urges to book? Where did they come from?
A form of identity that I'm attached to.
No, who's even the I'm attached to? They, in the moment, what happened was thoughts and ideas came up of I am, and then there's images of Schumann going to book my tickets and plan my tickets, but they're appearing in this. They appear from nowhere. They're not you booking. There's an appearance of ideas and urges to book. But that's not a you. That's not Schumann.
I get that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I get it. But it seems to be bound by rules. I had to play by rules. I had to book the ticket. I had to catch the train.
Yeah.
I had to make sure I get up at the right time and catch it.
Yeah.
Even money, you know, money was a factor. And I had to look to see which was the cheapest. There was so much, and it caused stress. There was all these things.
Yeah.
Going on.
Pointless nonsense to go nowhere.
And I don't know, the physical atmosphere is different. It's warmer. It's confused. It feels like I'm a body which moved and planned.
Right now, the ideas of you planning, or there's an idea of you which comes with an idea of you as a body appearing in this. And this is who you are, not just that limited body.
So I didn't get
those. I know. So in this right now, there's images of you planning. There's images of the body planning, with the specific, with feelings planning. In this, and that this is who you are, not the limited ideas of that body in time. It's always this. The images of Schumann come and go. And it's amazing all the complications that the body seems to go through, but it's the same plan. I mean, why the hell would that complicated thing appear in this? But it does. And these images of the stress and the flying and the train or whichever it was and the heat. But that's something that's coming and going always in this. And this is everything and nothing. It's always about this. The body comes and goes, the images of Schumann come and go. It's never somebody planning, but planning seems to arrive in this.
Yeah.
And what funniness it is. It's all so weird, and it's all about going nowhere. The body seems to move from one place to the other, and it's all made of the same. It just seems to look different, it seems to have different formations.
Efforts, you know, like doing qualifications and things like that.
It's a sensation coming up. But it's not your effort, it's just a sensation that the human's labeled effort. It's a sensation appearing in this. When it's your effort, then there's, oh God, I don't want to put effort into it. But there's not you putting effort into it, it just arises or doesn't, the effort.
Yeah.
And it's a limited word, effort. What a funny word. But effort. Funny that we've labeled. The dog has no idea of effort of catching a rabbit.
Yeah.
It's just running, 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 running. God. Or not God. It's not even God. It's just, it's a sensation. It's not even running. It's more intimate than that. It's sensation, sensation, sensation. This is a dog running, by the way. and then eating, but it's not even eating. Eating's our interpretation. It's so intimate, it doesn't know the difference between that which is eaten and the eating. It's so intimate. And this is what's been pointed back to here, the intimacy of what is, which will include the appearance and disappearance of the character Schumann. But Schumann is not who you are. It's another thing coming and going.
That bit makes sense.
Yeah.
But the
doership.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. But the question is who chooses? How does choices appear?
If you're asking me how do choices appear, we seem to be conditioned by pleasure and fear.
In the moment, though, how do they appear?
In the moment, I feel there's no choice.
Yeah. They're just an urge, an impulse has come up. If you look in time, it's also no choice as well, because in time, it's always one thing to another 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 thing. In the moment, they're just appearing from... The person, though, says, from me, and me is in here. But who's that me that's sitting there writing away? It's just emptiness.
But you're perfectly happy.
Huh?
You are perfectly happy.
Well,
but
who's Lisa to be perfectly happy?
Many people are not happy, but you feel very happy. It is important, this thing.
Well, I've gone back to being dog-like. With complicated thinking. It's not that I'm happy, it's just there's not anybody in there anymore holding on to life. So it just comes and goes.
I have no fear of future. It's in future, does not exist.
It's just what's happening. The fear can still arise.
Huh?
Yeah. But it's just not happening for anyone anymore. It's just as it is. All sorts of things arise. So colourful. But it's endless. It's going nowhere. There's no hurry to get anywhere. It's endless. But it's the same happening there, Gerard, as well.
But what does that mean if there's a there and a there?
Huh? I know.
Right?
Yeah. Well, just one second. Let me finish with a bit more. Where did we get to? We don't know. Nowhere.
It's the same happening here.
Does that? Always dying and disappearing. Then it appears again, and you think that there's been unhappiness for 5 or 10 or 20 years. But who? There's not anybody there. I'm even saying what a nonsense monkey I am.
I know you're right.
But when I look at you right now, everything disappears, and your mind might say, oh, I'm losing it. And it's that loss. It's gone. We've always been told to hold on. It's like we can't be naked in public. We've got to remember to put our clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
That sensation, it's gone. We don't know who we are or what we are. So here and here, dum dum dum. What were we talking about? Here and there, there and
yeah.
There. Well, I'm just a bit of a nonsense when I'm speaking, because I can only speak in opposites. So there is no there and there.
Yeah, like how can there be different sensations for whom? Like the dog has the sensation of running, you said, and then he has the planning.
Yeah.
And how is that possible?
Well, I'm telling all stories, actually. Everything I've said up to now, right now, is nonsense. Like every story that I've told about the animal, but there's something that I'm pointing back to about an immediacy of what is,
but yeah, you're right, I keep going into stories, and eventually no one will want to talk about this anymore. And we'll be like, eating, sexing, that will be the sleeping.
And what about silence?
And silence, the silence is always there. With the eating or the sexing. Always silence. But yes, you're right, I am going into stories talking about the dog running. All there is this right now. But in this imagining, I'm trying to point back to this intimacy, and it's so felt. But not felt by somebody, not a feeling, not a sensation, it's so known, this intimacy of what is. Just, I can't even say it. When I talk about the dog and I use all this imagining, and then sometimes it's known what's talked about beyond all this nonsense that I'm speaking. And saying here and there is all nonsense. There is no here and there. There's no inside and inside, there's just what is, which isn't located. There's only thoughts which are making this talk, being able to be talked about, and thoughts are always in one, the other, me, you, opposites. So it's impossible to even get close to it in words.
How are there even thoughts happening for various people?
There aren't various people. Every person that you, and there's no you, but every person you think you see is the same mechanism as the appearance of that you. It's the same thing happening, an imagination going outwards to other bodies, rather than it saying, I am this person, it's saying they are that person. It's that same energy doing both.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody in any of these bodies, or in the horse, or the dog, or anything. Well, we're so screwed in our limited language. Really, really. But most speakers say it's like, I mean, most of it, I don't know what it is, I don't even know. I can't even go there with you. I don't even know what's happening. We can clone ourselves so much, we get there. And this is it in Buddhism, where they just produce a lotus and everyone's like, the Zen Buddhism starts in just this.
Lisa?
Yes.
When you say,
am I speaking loud enough with the fan?
Yes. When you say the silence is always there,
yeah.
What do you really mean? I'm sorry.
No, very good.
I mean, like a dog, when the dog is running, where's the silence for the dog? There's just the running.
What are you imagining silence to be? Let me just start somewhere, so we'll just go to what you're imagining silence to be.
I can only talk about experiences.
So what's silence to you?
The experience of silence is that it's a kind of feeling of peace, whatever is happening. And it's sometimes recognize and sometimes not.
Yeah.
I sit silent in his being.
It's so hard, all these words. Everything now is happening, it's also not happening. I really cannot explain that to you in time. It's like, how do you know that these sounds that are being made now have happened? How do you know that I've just said all these things? They're gone. And when the mind's not always repeating what has happened, then there's that emptiness so present. It's all gone. It's gone. It's all happening in silence. Where is this? Gone. It's not about the feeling of peace. But it is an absence of something.
It's not a something that you can positively know as a feeling or a sensation. All feelings and sensations come and go. But it's to do with this gone. How do you know anything? It's like these sounds happened, it's gone. Here we go.
No, because but I would prefer to Paul Smith also. Just said the same thing. Ramana Maharshi said, for remote moving from one skill tone, one text, and use another tone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tone.
And then throw them both away.
Yeah.
I shall tell you all this. Cast off the suit of freedom after it has served to push the tax out of bondage out. It is only this one verse of Guru Vachakakava. There are more than 1,000 verses. But you and Paul Smith always speak about this. This is a beautiful image, beautiful picture, certainly.
But you can't chuck it out. That's the only problem with the quote. You can't chuck it out because you is another thorn. Even the idea of chucking out a thorn is a thorn.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. That is good, but there are so many other things that Ramana Maharshi has said. So.
This is from Ramana Maharshi?
No, this is the garland of Guru saying.
Yeah.
Well, I have said what I have.
Yeah.
It is very kind of you to have.
Yes. It's really not kind of me. It just happened. It really just happened. No, there's no separation between you and me.
It's very kind of you.
So who do I appear in? Who does Lisa appear in? Where is Lisa appearing now?
In me.
But, and who is you?
Lisa,
yes.
You don't use the word conscious.
No.
Consciousness.
Because you know what? This is just so great, this one. This is actually consciousness is something that comes from those two. I do sometimes use it because it's easier to use the word consciousness. It's an easier word to use. But yeah, consciousness appears and disappears, but consciousness is form as well.
Yeah, so you don't use it as pointing to the space.
Well, it's kind of an easy word to use, I sometimes do. Sometimes in speaking to someone, it's way easier to say consciousness than nothing and everything. But consciousness comes and goes as well. Two is warm.
Lisa?
Yeah.
To nothing and everything, it's very intimate.
Yeah.
But it feels very lonely as well. There's a big loneliness.
Yeah.
There's somehow there must be love in the picture, but I don't see right where right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The love, I think, is how close everything is.
The intimacy.
Yeah, but yeah, I can understand that this message really, when it first is heard or beginning to be heard, it does seem lonely.
Mm-hmm.
But then eventually that drops away because it's only lonely for someone, and mm-hmm. there's just a loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's just. It's mm-hmm. not for someone anymore. It's lonely.
It's so spot on when you say when the message is beginning to be heard. It's so.
Happiness alone is the cause of love.
Yeah, I used to use the word happiness, but I tend not to now, Gerard, because Western people tend to imagine it as excitement. You can't get there, can you? Through the intellect. It's so fucking frustrating.
Thank you.
You said also that it seems lonely in the beginning because there's somebody to be lonely. But then you said until it falls away. What if it doesn't?
He always will. I mean, we're back in storyland again.
Right, always
in the story.
It always will collapse. At some point in time.
Yeah. But we're back in the story then.
Right.
It's not even happening. If we just talk about this, it's not even happening. But ultimately, that illusion, like everything, will dissolve.
It's not.
It will.
I mean, it will with the body, definitely.
Yeah.
And prior to that,
may or may not.
Exactly.
But it is always dissolving in every moment as well, and then being recreated.
That's not experienced by an individual who would feel it's an individual.
Yeah.
And it's such a story of
loneliness.
Yeah.
But the loneliness is experienced, am I right?
What do you mean is experienced?
Within the story.
Seems to be, yes.
Seems to be experienced within the story.
Because it's like you are inside that body and there's this whole world out there and you can never quite touch it.
No.
You can never pierce your skin in and get it.
No,
you fall in love with someone and you can never quite... There's moments of dissolving, but you can never quite grasp them. It's always gone. You can never quite break the skin. But then, what happens when it stops being that dream that you are the skin, it's seen that everything has always been touching. There's no difference between the sense and the sensing. It's the same thing.
So what is seen and the seeing is the same thing.
This is always... Like, this is always, so when there's that person that feels lonely and it's feeling like, I'm in here and I'm lonely, it's always happening in yourself. Everything else is there, speaking, touching it. It's just the focus is on me, everything, the air is touching. When you look at, say, a stray dog on the street dying and you imagine that terrible, it's being abandoned and alone, it has no sense of inside and outside, so it just is everything. It's being held in everything. When it's you, it's like, I am limited here, and that is something separate to me out there. And so therefore it feels lonely, like you can never pierce through to that space. But that sensation of the air is it too. Is there's no difference between the sense and the sensing.
No. But there is no way to abandon
the person.
The person.
The person, like, the person is always in every moment dying and being recreated. Everything's always gone. And then it seems to come back and remember a whole lifetime. Like everything, everything is destined to change because there are no things. There's not actually a chair here, there's atoms that are empty, so there's nothing that's appearing as atoms, lining up and appearing as chair, and they're always changing into something else. There's not actually a solid chair here, there's movement happening. And it's the same with that appearance of an illusory self that's moving, and eventually it will be completely into something else. Transform into something else.
I haven't gone. That's just, thank you all very much.
Thank nice you. Yeah, nice meeting you. You're welcome back any of the days.
Thank you very much. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Oh, yes. It's 9 o'clock. It's getting hot in here.
Lisa?
Yes.
So what is this feeling that I have of okayness? It's not just a feeling.
Well, how do you know that okayness?
How do I know it?
Yeah.
It's appearing.
Huh?
It is appearing.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okayness. How do you know it?
Because probably it's translated as a feeling.
So a thought comes up of I'm feeling okay and I know something about myself.
It's just feeling relaxed.
And is it the body that's feeling relaxed?
No, the mind.
So that's the experience now, that the mind's feeling relaxed?
Yes.
And how do you know that the mind's feeling relaxed? What is even the mind? I'm so sorry to destroy everything.
No, I'm... Thank you. Please do.
This is fucking relaxed, Lisa. Yeah.
Jesus. Just burn it down. Burn it down, baby. Sorry, what was the question?
The beauty was in the dissolving and the forgetting. I love it when we the mind is imagination. Where does the mind appear? Whose mind is it? Just relax.
I don't know, but
you don't know anything.
it's
you don't even know who you are.
No.
It's just this.
It's like not grasping means being relaxed. I think that's the mechanism.
Yeah. In a way, that person that's looking for something better than this, when that's absent, then there's just this. But,
yeah.
But you will never feel relaxed because there's nobody there. But there is this that cannot be talked about, which is freedom in my limited language. This, but it doesn't belong to someone. As soon as it belongs to someone, then you will lose it. Who? In your mind, that's such an imagination, in your mind. You feel relaxed in your mind, in your body. That can't be the way it is.
The sage is relax.
Relax? Huh?
The sage is relax.
Who says this?
You?
Or me?
No.
I say relax.
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 I say this.
I'm saying relax.
To yourself, you said, come, you say relax.
What did I say? I was speaking to myself. I don't even know what I'm doing. Maybe I did say it. Oh, I said, relax, Lisa. He says he's happy.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes.
It's all nonsense, everything I said. That's it.
Thank you.
Thanks.